Time now for Sports on the Tornado.
Lemoore in action today in the Class B Legion State Tournament. They take on Garrison at 6 o'clock on our sister station, Q101, I3G Media's own Greg Grenz, going to be on the call for that game. So make sure you tune on over again to Q101 at about 6. Also on Q101, it's Carrington versus Langdon at 3 o'clock. Again, Class B Legion State Tournament, if you guys would like to listen to that one. Twins were in action last night. They dropped a tough one to the Milwaukee Brewers. Took all 9 innings, though. Milwaukee walked them off in the 9th inning.
2 balls and 2 strikes on Arias. Game on the line. And a pitch, a swing and a fly ball. Shallow right field. Over is Kirilloff. Now drifting back near the line. He will catch it. Runner will tag. Head home. The throw to the plate is going to be late. And the Brewers win the game on a sack fly to right from Luis Arias. 7-6 Milwaukee.
Again, 7-6. Josh Hader gets the W coming on in that 9th inning, holding the Twins scoreless. Tyler Duffy will get the loss. He only goes 0.2 innings pitch, but he allows 1 hit, 1 run. It was an earned run, and he also gave up 2 walks in that 9th inning. Byron Buxton got his 24th home run. That was back in the first inning. And then Gio Urshela got his 9th home run in his return to the lineup. Jose Miranda and Kyle Garlick scoring. That was back in the top of the 5th. They're back in action again today, taking on the Brewers at about 1:10 first pitch time. Pregame starting at about 12:30. Chris Archer gets the nod from the Twins, and then Corbin Burns gets the nod for the Brew Crew. Again, first pitch at about 1:10 on this very same station. For more sports news anytime, make sure you head on over to newsdakota.com.